Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Maybe it's black coffee, coffee with cream, a cup of Joe, tumbler of Joe, but just give me the whole pot of Joe. What gets the early percolating isn't the same for any two cotton growers or any two cotton seeds. That's why Stoneville has a variety to thrive in every kind of early. In these parts, try Stoneville 4993 B3XF. It gets out of the ground faster with a strong early stand for a finish you'll love. Find your best variety with the selector tool at Stoneville.com. Stoneville from BASF. Own the early. Always read and follow label directions.
The news on flavored e-cigs talks a lot about technology and teen use. But parents need to know more about the dangers of nicotine. So know this. 1. Nicotine is a toxic poison that can rewire teens' brains. 2. It can increase mood swings. 3. It can limit attention and learning. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to stopswithme.com for more. A program of TSET.
Well, with Senator Jim Inhofe announcing his retirement, several candidates have thrown their hat in the ring to take his place. One of those is Oklahoma 2nd District Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen. Mullen has announced his intention to run for the remaining 4 years of Senator Inhofe's sixth term. Senior farm broadcaster Ron Hayes had the opportunity to speak with Mullen about why he was interested in taking a run at the Senate seat.
I got involved in politics back in 2011 just simply because I got fed up. I mean, I got fed up with the amount of regulations tearing down our businesses. My wife and I, you know, we're from a small town called Westville, and I grew up on a farm. I grew up milking for all my neighbors. My dad had a small cow calf operation, and we worked, and we worked hard. And when I was just barely 20 years old, my wife was 19 at the time. We got blessed to have an opportunity to go in business for ourselves, and that business has grown, and we were, you know, more than what we ever imagined having success with it. And then the regulations came down. When they came down heavy. And I thought, you know, if my biggest competition on us isn't my neighbor, but it's trying to compete with the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. at that time underneath Obama, then that's where I need to take a fight. I have a saying that I'll never ask someone to do something I'm not willing to do myself. And then I'll also keep a saying on my phone that says, you're never going to change anything you're willing to tolerate. And so I felt like I wasn't going to tolerate it anymore.
Mullins knows that Senator Jim Inhofe will be leaving behind a strong, lasting legacy, and those shoes are going to be very hard to fill.
Well, there's zero chance you're going to be able to fill the shoes of Senator Jim Inhofe. I mean, he had a tremendous amount of respect and success. And so what we have to do is focus on what we're passionate about. Of course, we're going to continue our fight for men and women in uniform. That doesn't change. But our biggest fight right now is bringing stability to the business market. Every time we get a new administration in, what you see is a huge change in wind. And as a business owner, as a rancher, all we want is stability. Really, we'd just be left alone if you really ask us. Just leave us alone. We have to take a different approach to it of long term, not just the puppet of the new president. But how do we bring in stabilization and stabilizing the markets again? And I think that starts with the head of the agencies.
Oklahoma Senator Nathan Dom and former Inhofe Chief of Staff Luke Holland have also filed to fill the seat of Senator Jim Inhofe. There's several more applicants that could enter the race. Actual filing period for this and other races not until mid-April. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a local Oklahoma dairy farmer. My family and I spend each day, no matter the weather, taking care of our cows. Nothing makes us happier than spending time with our cows, except for maybe a bowl of ice cream at the end of the day. We take pride in knowing our milk is the best because it comes from the best cared for cows. Learn about dairy farm families like mine at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.